We're learning Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, and we're starting from the last line of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara has just said that Moshe Bar Atzri was an Arev on a Ksuba, and it's assuming the Gemara that they would make him pay. They would make him pay. If Rav Huna didn't have money, who is the actual husband, they would make his father, who is the guarantor, pay for the Ksuba. Great thing about Akasha, but typically the Arev the Ksuba Lemishtabed, a Arev of a Ksuba is no Shibud. We'll see in the Gemara in a second that if someone is a guarantor on a ksuba, there's no shiba on him. He can't become a guarantor on a ksuba. So the Gemara, kablin hava. It was a different type of guarantor. Two type of guarantors, a regular arev and a kablin. The difference between an arev and an arev kablin is, an arev is, you know, someone says, you know, lend money to that guy, I'll be the co-signer. That's a arev. A kablin says, give money to him and I'll be the guarantor. That means you're my shliach, so the arev comes like the Malva himself, come the lender himself, and then that's a stronger shiba. That's a kablin. So Gemara is saying, good by a ksuba, there's no shiba by an arev, but an arev kablin will be a shiba. And the Gemara will explain in a second exactly what's pshat and all these things. Kablin is if the guarantor says, give money to Reuven. I tell you, give money to Reuven, it's like you're doing my shlichus. So then I become like the malva. You're doing my shlichus. That's what an Arav Kabbalah means. A regular Arav means that you're lending to him, and I say, no, I'm responsible. That's less of a Sheba than I say through. Oh, very good question. So Rashi says the whole case where I actually took a mashkin and gave it to him. I actually gave the mashkin to him. There's a case he did something with Yad. I don't want to get it. The case was that the husband gave already a mashkin to the Isha. The Isha went and gave it back to the Arev, and the Arev went and gave it back to the husband. So it's basically like he's making a halva here, b'yad. It's basically like doing a halva b'yad. That's what Rashi learns. Taisus could be August and all the places. But so here the case was he's a kablin hava. He was an Arev kablin. Therefore, even a ksuba, he can mishavin himself for a ksuba. So Mara says, "Honich l'mandi am a kablin afagavi less late mechasim late mishtabdi." We'll see in a second. It's machlekes. Even an Arev kablin, who's a strong Arev, he only is mishabed himself if the loive has nechasim. Because then he's so mechdas that the loive will be able to pay. If not, I'll be a backup. But if the loive has no money, like in this case, then elamandi ama isle mishtabed, lesle mishtabed. If he has money, I'm mishabed myself. If he doesn't have money, loive has no money, I'm mishabed himself. Ma'ik lemeima, how was the Arev here mishubed? How did he mechayiv himself? How did he make himself chayiv here? If there's no shibud, the Arev is no shibud. So, Boyi say, Marhuna Havalei V'shtadav, Marhuna Taka had properties, and they got ruined. So, B'shas, the marriage, when there was an Arev, he had properties, so Shaykh and Shibud. But Boyi say, Abel Gai Brev, Shibud Mishab Nafshay. He is Mishab himself, a father of Gavi's son is Mishab himself. The Itma, we'll learn now about the Arev. So, let me speak out outside. How's an Arev become Chayiv? Well, you know, usually someone comes chayiv in something. If you give me something, I am chayiv something back to you. Now, how does an arev become chayiv to the guarantor? What's the mechayiv? So, if one way is, what? Right, how does signed paper, they had to make a shiva and go. So one way is, if you listen to me and you lose money, you give him money, so then I cause you to lose money, and therefore I can mishav myself. So that every Baal Chayiv has that. Every Arav Baal Chayiv has that Maila, that I'm being making you pay something, I'm making you lose money, therefore I can mishab myself. By a ksuba, if I'm a guarantor on a ksuba, really, the Isha didn't lose anything. She's getting money like for free, technically. She didn't give anything up. So you have to have a shibud happens. I didn't tell, like, the Isha to give. I told her to get married. I didn't tell her to give something to the husband. So therefore, it's less of a shibud on that. Therefore, ksuba is very hard to be an arev. Masha inkein, the arev of a chayiv is a little easier. And number two is that an arev kablin is more of a shibud because I actually made you a shliach, a stronger shliach. So that's my love of kablin. Because so let's see this bright. So there's really four cases you can have. You have arev ksuba and kablin ksuba, arev abachayv and ksuba and kablin of abachayv. So let's see itmar. Arev the ksuba divrei akar lemishtabed. The arev of ksuba is not a shibud because you didn't make her lose anything. Kablin the bachayv divrei akar lemishtabed because you have two milas there. You have mile of kablin and mile of bachayv. Bachayv again, you're telling the malva to give money, you're making him lose money. But so you have two milas, and by arev the ksuba you have nothing. Arev the bachayv, which you have one mila where where the malva is losing something, and kablin the ksuba is your 1 mile, which is that it's a kablin pligi is the machlokes. What's the machlokes? Ikel mandiyam isle nechasi loy v'mishtabe lesle le mishtabe. If he has the chasim, I'm mishtabe myself because I'm shemach das. You'll pay. I'm only a backup. Ikel mandiyam I've got lesle mishtabe. If you don't have money, I can mishtabe myself. V'hilchus of a kula locha, but everything is like this. Everything is a shibud, even if you don't have the chasim. That means, balchoyv saya orav saya orav kablin can mishab himself, even if the loiva has no chasim, and kablin the ksuba is mishabin himself. Levad ma orav the ksuba, avigav the islay, even though the husband has the chasim, loy mishabid, I'm not mishab myself. Why? My time, a mitzvah covered. I want the Isha to get married. So therefore, I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm saying, you know, I'll be the Arif. I don't really mean to mishab myself, mammon-wise. But loy midi chasve. And also, no one's losing any money. Therefore, it's not enough of a shiva. Zogta Gemara Vaita. Who gavra? This is Moshe, you had a shayla before. This is your shayla now. Who gavra? Is a vinu l'chas nechse. He sold all his nechasim. Because garshel v'su, and he's divorcing his wife. Are you worried about Kanunya over there? We said in the Mishnah, the Shal of Kanunya. So what happens if you sell all your Nechasim to Joe Shmo, to Lekech, and now you want to divorce your wife? Maybe you're trying to do Kanunya, trying to get the Nechasim back because you want to get the your field back. And maybe make a Kanunya. Do you have to make a nether or not? Shokar Vesebre, the Rav Lekameh, the Rav Papa. Orev Tnan, the Mishnah went to Orev, went to Hektish Tnan, and both of the cases were worried about Kanunya. Lekech Mahu. Are worried about Kanunya Balakeh? So, Rav Papa answered, Amalei, Tana, he holds, yeah, there's a Kanunya. What Tana Kiruchla Nechshav and Ezel? You want him to say every case? He said, Arev and Hektish, of course, he means the Kech also. Now, Adoy Amar, no, the Tnan, Tnan. When it says the Mishnah, yes, Loy Tnan. What's not in the Mishnah, not, it's not in the Mishnah. And what's the Pshat Taka Balakeh? We're not worried about Kanunya. Omar Avashar, Shemai Tama Dinar Adoy. We're worried about Hektish losing money, therefore we don't want to make a neda because we're worried about Kanunya and Hektish. Arav Nami, mitzvah to Arav, love me to Chosra. The poor Arav did a mitzvah, we don't want to, you know, do a shtick on him. Elo lekeach mechti. But lekeach mechti. Meidi yoda, the chol chad v'chad ikah leaksuba. Everyone knows when a guy like is buying something from a field from Reuven, he knows Reuven has a wife and he has to have a ksuba. So my name is Reuven. Why'd they go buy it? He was mafsanav shei. He has to put into the chesed as a shayla kununya, and therefore we're not worried about a lekech. That's the bottom line. We're not worried about a lekech because he was mafsanav shei. You have any questions? Yeah. Okay. New mishnah. Brand new mishnah. Talk to Mr. Vaita. Hamakdish dechasach. Someone who is makdish all his dechasim. Bahoya olav ksubas isha ubachayv. So ene isha. So we said before. We mentioned before the remez that when someone's makdish is dechasim and he has ksubas ubachayv, really midaraisa the hektish not chal because they lean on it. The ksubas isha and ubachayv. But midarabanan the hektish is chal and you only can give it to the isha or to the ubachayv after you paid it. That's what this Mishnah teaches us. This ain't the ishi chayal ligvoyz ksubasam and a hektish b'loy ba'choyv es choyvoy. The ishi can't get her ksuba or ba'choyv es choyv. Ela ha'poyda poyda amnas litan ishi ksubasam ba'choyv es choyv. You have to be paid it, and you can pay it with a very small amount. You can pay it one dinner. And the Mishnah explains. According to Rashi, the Mishnah now explains what the halach is. For example, hektish tishamana. You makish your whole chas, which is $90,000, but your chayv mei mana ain't $100,000 chayv. So of course the hektish couldn't be chal. The $100,000 chayv was more than the hektish. And now you don't even have money to be. And now you have to be paid. You don't even have money to pay it. Moisiv oy dinner. The malva gives you another dinner. U paid this chas of elo and you paid these nechasim. Amanas litan lishik suvas al chayv chayv and use that dinner to be paid in the chasim. And now you owe the guy now $91,000. $91 dinner. You add on a dinner and you pay the chasim with that. Zot the Gemara, lomu yomei ma pay the poyder. Why talk you have to pay there? It wasn't chal. Why do you have to pay there one dinner? Why do you have to do that? Zot the Gemara, shun ravo. Dom ravo, so yoimru hektish yoitzle pidyon. Shouldn't say hektish goes out without a pidyon. There's a gzeri derabanan. They didn't want the hektish to go out without a pidyon. Therefore, they were sakin that even when it's not chal, you still have to do a token pidyon. The Gemara, Mastisim, the loiker of Shimon ben Gamliel. Tanya of Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Am I Yechoyvay Keneged Ekdeishoy, Poida. From Lav, Ain't a Poida. It's two Pshatim in Rashi. We'll learn Rashi's first Pshat. Rashi's first Pshat is that the only time the Hekish is not Chal is if he has money enough that's Keneged the Choyv. And what's the Pshat? Because you could say that when I lent you money, I had das on those nechasim, because I knew those nechasim covered the loan. But if the loan was always bigger than that person's nechasim, I never planned on collecting those nechasim because it wasn't enough. And therefore, hekdesh will be khal. Read it inside. If the chayv was connected to hekdesh, you know, connected to all his money, then you could pay them. If not, then you're not paid it, and it's you don't collect from Hekdesh, because then you have no das to collect those nechassim, since there wasn't enough nechassim to pay up your chayv. And our Mishnah is not like that. Our Mishnah is like the Rabbanon. Rabbanon ad kama. Rabbanon, even Rabbanon, it sounds like we know that a certain amount that also won't be meshubed if it's so little. If the I lend you $100,000 and you know the guy has less than $50,000, then even Rabbanon will agree there's no lien on the property because you didn't lend money al das those properties, because those properties don't even cover your loan. Okay, let's just see the Mishnah. Look to Mishnah Vaita. Alpish omru chayv erichin mashnoi. So we said by erichin, if a guy says a nether of erichin, we go into his properties and take away whatever he has, but we leave him a certain amount. Like this is called Hesed Gayad. We leave him nice loy mazon soishim yoyim. We leave him 30 days worth of supply of food, v'ksush de'mat chayish, enough clothing for 12 months. We leave him his mita mutzaas. Leave his mita mutzaas means a mita with his bread spreads, v'sandla his shoes, v'tfilah and his tefillin loy for him, or enough money to buy tefillin. Aval ishto el ishto vana. We don't leave him enough money for his wife and children. Imhayu uman. If he was, he had a profession. Nice, like shnei kele umnas, two of his kli umnas. You know, he works in the fields. Leave him two shovels. If he has a bunch of different tools, leave him two of each tool. Charash, for example, charash. Nice, the same outside them. Someone was like a blacksmith. Someone who works is maybe a carpenter is the word. Charash is a carpenter. Nice, they would say leave him two drills or two sanders. Shnei v'shnei magires and two saws. If he's a carpenter, leave him like, for example, two drills or two saws, and leave him. Rabbi Ezra Eimer, not only do you leave a profession his tools, you also, you leave him his, like, you know, his things he does work with. Rabbi Ezra Eimer, why you ikar, if he's a farmer, let's let some die, you leave him his plow. Chamar, let's let chamayra. You leave him, if he's a donkey driver, you leave him his donkey. And the Tanakamo is not like that, because the Tanakamo is only his tools, but his donkey you don't have to leave. Because, for example, let's say someone's a Lakeway driver. He could do it with his own car, or he could do it with someone else's car. So then, since he could use someone else's car, you don't leave him his car. His car is like the chasim. He doesn't need it for his profession, he doesn't need his car. Use someone else's car. Now, back to the case where he has the tools, the carpenter. Let's say he had three drills and one saw. You don't say we let him keep everything. We'll let him sell one drill to get two saws. No, since he marries one saw, so we just take away one drill and left with two drills and one saw. This is the only one thing from his mu'ud. And the Mishnah ends off with the last halacha. Hamakdish nechasav ma'ir le'tfilin. The chiddush of the Mishnah is when you makdish only nechasim, even your tefillin is hektish. And the only way to get out of it, you have to pay the tefillin. Ma'ir le'tfilin means you have to pay the tefillin. But nechasim, we say makdish nechasav, it's chal on everything, including your tefillin.